Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we just want to say thank you to you. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. Thank you for everything you have done for us. Thank you for being our helper, our provider, our sufficiency. Thank you, Lord, for being our God. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all our previous meetings. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you, Lord, for your word that have gone forth, that brought forth deliverance, healing, salvation of souls. Father, Lord, we say thank you. Glory be unto your name in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit this day's broadcast into your hands and we say, Lord, take control and let your name be glorified in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, When You Answer His Call. The Almighty God is calling you this day. Are you ready to answer His call? And we are going to look at some of the benefits of answering His call, serving God, working for this God, being kingdom-minded. What are the benefits of it? And I'm taking my text from the book of Exodus, Exodus 23, and I'm going to read from verse 25 to 28. The Bible says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and He will bless your bread and your water. I will take sickness away from among you. None shall miscarry or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my terror before you, and will throw into confusion all the people against whom you shall come. I will make all your enemies turn their back to you, and I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, the Hittites from you. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is saying that if you serve me, I'm going to bless your bread. If you serve me, I'm going to bless your water. It says, I'm taking sickness away from you. None of you shall miscarry or be barren in the land. The Lord is making the promise. And I want us to know, brothers and sisters, that God is not flippant. When God says, I'm going to do something, it means actually that He is ready to do it. And the Almighty God will meet you at your point of needs in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, it will perfect all that concerns you to His glory in Jesus' name. So let's see some of these things. Our God, the God we are talking about, is the one that rewards our faithfulness. He tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, He says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And He now goes on to say, all these things that you are asking for shall be added unto you. All manners of blessings shall be added unto you. It tells us again in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, reading from verse 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. Our God is not the God that will not reward you for serving Him. He is a good employer. He is the best employer anybody can have. Say, your labor, it will not be in vain. Another thing that we need to know about this God is that He does not forget your labor of love. He doesn't forget that. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, say, for God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for His name in serving the saints as you still do. Fantastic. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is not unjust. He is not an unjust God. He is somebody that if He says, I'm going to do this, He will do it. Say, will not forget your labor of love. Have you been working in His vineyard? Brothers and sisters, I bring good news to you. It may appear as if God has forgotten you, but I want you to know that no, this God has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. He will continue to bless you on all sides in as much as you are serving Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want you to know that this God that can lift up is the one that can promote. And as you continue to serve Him, He will continue to lift you up. Because serving God is an act of humility. It's only those who are truly humble that can fully serve the Lord. The Bible tells us in James chapter 4, James chapter 4 verse 10, say, humble yourself before the Lord and He will exalt you. The Almighty God will promote you. He will lift you high in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you are staring too long in that valley. The Almighty God will take you away from that valley of life and take you to the mountaintops in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the Almighty God is ready to protect you. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, He said, no weapon fashioned against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, He said, they shall be condemned, you shall condemn. See, this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. It is your heritage for serving God. Is your heritage that no weapon of the enemy that is fashioned against you will prosper. Whoever fashioned that weapon against you, I decree and declare that they will not prosper in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19 say, behold, I have given you authority to tread upon the serpent and the scorpion over all the powers of the enemy, and they shall in no way hurt you. So, brothers and sisters, no matter what, the Almighty God will keep you, He will protect you, He will fortify you, He will make you impregnable to the fiery darts of the enemy, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He went further in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Romans 8, verse 31. He said, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? No one can be against you. You are in the winning camp. You are in the camp of the winner, of the champion. In as much as you are serving this God, no one can be against you. They may plot against you. They may strive, but the Bible tells us that they will not succeed. See, everyone that contend with you will contend with them. He said, your enemy shall be as non-existent. He said, they shall be put to shame. Brothers and sisters, relax. Continue to serve this God. As you serve Him, the Lord will reward you. In the mighty name of Jesus. He went further to tell us that He's going to give you perfect peace. He will give you perfect peace. Not ordinary peace, but a perfect one. He tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 26, reading from verse 3. He said, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. As you trust in this God, the Lord will give you perfect peace. Perfect peace. In the morning, you will experience the peace of the Lord. At daytime, you will experience it. At nighttime, you will experience it. In every area of your life, you will experience the perfect peace of the Most High. As you continue to serve this God, He will decorate you with His peace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He promised us that everything we need for godly life, He's going to give us. He's not an employer that will employ you and will not give you the tool. Inasmuch as you yield yourself unto Him, He will release the tools that you need for you to do His work. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, see, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. Glory be to God. He is going to give you all things that pertain to life and godliness. He is ready to give it to you because He has called you. Those whom He called, He equipped. So everything that relates to life, God has already given unto you as you continue to serve this God. He tells us in the book of Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Exodus 15:26. He says, saying, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, and do that which is right in His eyes, and give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, He now say, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord your healer, the Almighty God will heal you. He will deliver you from every form of affliction. Diseases will not dwell in your bodies. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, you will operate in divine health for His glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is going to take away reproach from you. He will take away shame. He tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7, He said, instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. The Almighty God will give you double portion blessing. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will experience everlasting joy. Why? Because you are serving this God. Why? Because you are doing the will of this God. You are aligning your purpose with that of God. And for that reason, the Almighty God has promised you. He said, instead of shame, He will give you double honor. Not just even one honor, double honor. If that thing that is causing reproach, shame in your life, they are hereby removed permanently in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And it's going to be permanent because He has already promised you and me. He said, will never leave us nor forsake us. He tells us in Hebrews 13 verse 5, He said, keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So brothers and sisters, He's our helper. He's there to help us. He tells us that in verse 6, says so we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Nothing. I will not fear because He's my helper. He is my helper. And He gives you access to His throne. All the blessing. He tells us in Romans 8 verse 17, He said, and if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him, in order that we may also be glorified with Him. You have to suffer with Him. You are talking about suffering with God. There is a price to pay. But when you pay that price, the Almighty God will reward you. He make you a global personality. You are not limited to only your area. Mark chapter 16 verse 15. See, and He said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. So He has made you an international person, a global person. Oh, you will not be a local person. The Almighty God will advertise the gifting He has given you. In the name of Jesus, you will go everywhere and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have these blessings I'm talking about. It's about those who are serving him. And it's about those who know him. Brothers and sisters, can it be said that you know this God? Can it be said that you are serving this God? I want to give you the opportunity to do so. Why don't you just accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And just say after me, Almighty God, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins, forgive me my trespasses. Everlasting Father, Lord, I come unto you today, Lord. And I say it is you alone I will serve all the days of my life. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Everlasting Lord, I want to thank you for this. Your children have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins. In the mighty name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His countenance will be upon you. His light will shine upon you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.